In 1994, Jeff Bezos launched an online bookstore with a vision far beyond selling paperbacks. Today, Amazon accounts for half of all U.S. e-commerce sales, employs over 1.3 million people, and has tentacles in cloud computing, entertainment, healthcare, and grocery. During the pandemic alone, Amazon added 500,000 workers, while its market value surpassed Walmart, Netflix, Target, Nike, and Costco combined. What makes this company extraordinary isn't just its scale, but its philosophy. A relentless focus on customer experience combined with long-term thinking that defies Wall Street's quarterly expectations. As Bezos famously said, "We're willing to be misunderstood for long periods of time," a statement that perfectly captures why Amazon has become the most influential business of our century. How does a company that began with a strategy to remain unprofitable for a long time become one of the world's most valuable enterprises? Amazon operates as a fascinating contradiction, simultaneously a feared competitor and essential retail partner. Not primarily a retailer, but a technology company that happens to sell products. The secret lies in the flywheel effect, a virtuous cycle where lower prices drive more customer visits, increasing sales volume, and attracting third-party sellers, which improves selection and efficiency, enabling further price reductions. Each new service adds another spoke to this wheel, with improved customer experience connecting everything. Unlike traditional retailers who merely claim to be customer-centric, Amazon genuinely embodies this value through its relentless dissatisfaction with the status quo. This obsession with eliminating friction has led to billions in R&D investment while maintaining frugality as a core principle, spending only when customers clearly benefit. Perhaps most remarkably, Amazon embraces failure as inseparable from innovation. Despite billions of dollars of failures, including the Fire Phone, the company views setbacks as learning opportunities. Its biggest successes, Prime, AWS, and Alexa, emerged from this culture of risk-taking and perseverance. Wouldn't we all benefit from adopting this mindset in our own lives? Amazon's growth is powered by three strategic pillars: the Marketplace, Prime Membership, and Amazon Web Services, AWS. Each transformed Amazon from retailer to global powerhouse. The Marketplace allows third-party sellers to use Amazon's platform, delivering vast selection without inventory costs, while Amazon earns roughly 15% commission. The Fulfillment by Amazon (FBA) program generates additional revenue by handling third-party logistics, creating a difficult-to-replicate competitive advantage. Prime has evolved beyond shipping to include streaming, book lending, and photo storage. Members spend about $1,400 annually, double non-members, with over 90% retention. Prime shifts customer focus from saving money to saving time, fostering deep loyalty through convenience. AWS generates 25-30% margins versus retail's 3-5%, providing two-thirds of Amazon's operating profit in 2020. What started as internal infrastructure has become a profit engine that captures value across digital commerce. The pandemic compressed 5 years of retail change into months, shifting consumer behavior to focus on basic needs as physical stores closed. This crisis exposed struggling retailers while accelerating digital transformation. Early responses proved crucial, from LVMH making hand sanitizer to Walmart creating testing sites. While traditional retailers faltered, digital leaders like Amazon thrived, adding thousands of jobs. The crisis aligned safety with frictionless shopping. Scan and go apps became essential, while successful retailers transformed stores into e-commerce fulfillment hubs. Click and collect and curbside pickup exploded, with nearly 100,000 brands adopting these services globally. U.S. click and collect sales doubled in 2020. The pandemic also sparked a shift toward mindful consumption, with consumers prioritizing values and longevity. Resale, repair, and rental markets entered the mainstream as sustainability became crucial in retail, evidenced by widespread recycling and repair programs. While COVID-19 devastated many businesses, Amazon thrived. Its business model, though not designed for a pandemic, proved ideal across all divisions. In 2020, Amazon's net income doubled to $21.3 billion. Its market cap grew by $700+ billion, and Jeff Bezos' wealth increased by $75 billion. Amazon dominated through its established online infrastructure when physical stores closed. Prime Video streaming surged 70% as 175 million members sought entertainment during lockdowns. Smart home devices like Alexa evolved from convenience to necessity, keeping people informed and connected, with Echo Show becoming the fastest-growing Echo device. Remarkably, Amazon's image shifted from evil face of capitalism to corporate Red Cross as it became essential for delivering necessities during lockdowns, though its growing influence raised antitrust concerns. While competitors faltered, Amazon expanded into new industries, made acquisitions, launched products, advanced technology, hired massively, and entered new markets. The crisis proved that the strong would only get stronger, with Amazon emerging seemingly invincible. Amazon Prime launched in 2005 as all-you-can-eat express shipping, customers paying annually for unlimited two-day delivery. Despite initial doubts about viability, this strategy to make Amazon the default shopping choice has attracted over 200 million global members. Prime has transformed from a shipping service into a comprehensive lifestyle offering that Amazon positions as indispensable. Prime Video exemplifies this evolution, with entertainment driving retail purchases. As former CEO Jeff Wilk observed, customers who watch a movie that they love, they buy more Tide. The service creates extreme loyalty, making customers shop on autopilot and become less price sensitive. Prime also provides Amazon valuable customer data, enabling personalized experiences and strategic targeting at key life moments like college and parenthood. With 82% of affluent U.S. households already subscribed, Amazon targets growth through lower-income demographics via discounted memberships and flexible payment options. Prime's price has increased from $79 in 2005 to $119 in 2018, as Amazon balances revenue with maintaining the Prime flywheel effect. Despite e-commerce growth, physical stores still account for over 80% of global retail sales. The advantages once held by online-only retailers have diminished as technology integrates channels. Pure e-commerce is evolving into what Jack Ma calls new retail, the merger of online, offline, logistics, and data. Physical stores help online retailers address key challenges like returns and rising customer acquisition costs. They serve as brand billboards, enabling unique customer engagement. Studies show retailers without physical stores see 50% lower online sales in local areas, while store closures reduce web traffic. Amazon has launched various physical concepts, from Amazon Books to checkout-free Amazon Go stores. Its partnership with Kohl's has proven successful, with Amazon returns driving foot traffic and additional purchases. The partnership has brought in 2 million new customers, including younger shoppers that department stores typically struggle to attract. The future isn't about online versus offline, but creating seamless experiences where digital and physical integrate. Successful retailers recognize physical stores as valuable assets that shape retail's future. The company that once threatened to make stores obsolete now embraces their essential value.